Come on, I'll show you the cockpit. Down this way.
Mojo leads the way through the lounge, down the steps to the lower deck, and finally to the cockpit located in the front of the ship.
Now look at that.
Wow, it's a classic wooden steering wheel. Exactly like you'd find on an old sailing ship.
It's a big one, all right.
I'd love to fly this.
Go ahead. I don't think it'd make much difference since we're not going anywhere.
I don't know about that. The last time I was here, I saw clouds float on by.
Were the clouds moving or were you?
As far as I could tell, both.
Did you see? It just moved.
What? What moved?
The ship's steering wheel. It gave a little turn.
Oh, that was probably the pilot. He was just adjusting his course.
Oh, you mean he's beginning to awaken?
Oh, listen, some of those people, they wake up faster than the others. There was a woman I was talking to. She was up and walking about, long before anybody else.
Oh, is that the woman you mentioned before?
Yeah, she's pretty elegant. Italian, I think.
Will everyone here eventually awaken?
Oh, they'll seem like they're awake, but most of the people won't even see you. They'll just look right through you. But then, there's someone who will look right at you.
So, if we go around talking to these people, and if someone actually answers, then we'll know we're being seen?
I think you'll find out soon enough.
Oh, are they having a party?
Ah, they can get pretty lively, especially back in the cocktail lounge. I'll show you. Come on.
Oh, the food looks delicious. It's too bad that we can't eat it.
Oh, it just needs to awaken a little.
You mean the food wakes up too?
Yeah, I was trying a little caviar. No taste at first, but when I waited a while and tried it again, that was pretty fine.
I wish I had dressed for this. I feel like people are giving me strange looks.
Well, at least you're being seen.
Ah, there's my friend. Come on, I'll introduce you.
Oh, I feel so out of place.
Ah, Contessa, I want you to meet a couple friends of mine, Claudine and Jack.
Oh, I am pleased to meet the friends of Mr. Mojo. I'm Contessa and Talina Eliminado. Is something wrong, mademoiselle?
Everyone here is dressed so formal. People are looking at me strangely.
Oh, they are curious, perhaps envious. You are an adventuress. You are like the great white huntress here on safari.
I wish I could believe that.
Contessa, do you have something that would fit Claudine? Something that might be a little more appropriate for the occasion?
Claudine, please, come with me. We will see what we should find, huh?
Well, I'm going to go look around a little bit.
No. You come too. I find a wardrobe for all of you.
You got tuxedos?
I do not know, but they do.
Am I going to wear their clothes?
Why not? They walk around as though they are still asleep. So why? What would they know?
Mojo, I think I'm going to enjoy this.
And so the Countess rummages through the wardrobes until she finds the right tuxedos for Jack and Mojo. And then she and Claudine head off for the dressing rooms.
Mm-mm. I like wearing a tuxedo. Man, I'm back to feeling like I'm putting on the Ritz.
You look pretty sharp, Mojo.
You both looking pretty fine.
Well, shall we get a drink?
They got a good bartender. He can make a pretty mean martini.
Sounds good to me.
Hello, Mr. Mojo.
How you doing?
Give me 5.
Yeah.
A martini?
That's right.
And you, sir?
A martini. And dry, please.
Of course.
That's strange. I never told him my name.
What about that gimme 5?
I never showed him that either.
Interesting.
Maybe when I leave, some of me still stays around.
What do you mean?
Well, I must have taught him the high five, so maybe we leave a little residue around for a while.
Here you are.
Wow, that was fast.
He had it waiting for me.
Really? I wonder... Oh, my God. I think I just saw an angel.
What angel?
Over there.
You're right. She is an angel.
I have to meet this woman.
Well, it looks like she's coming this way.
She is stunning. Excuse me, mademoiselle.
Pardon?
I'm Jack Flanders. I've traveled around this world in its various realms, but I've never met anyone as beautiful as you.
Qui êtes-vous?
Mojo, what did she just say?
She said, who are you?
Oh. Mademoiselle, you are the loveliest angel I've ever seen in my entire existence.
Alors, dites-moi, Monsieur Flanders, combien d'anges avez-vous déjà vu?
She asked, how many angels have you seen?
Oh, well, can you understand me? Oui?
Pardon?
I just wanted to say that you look absolutely stunning.
Merci, Monsieur Flanders.
Jack, doesn't she fit in perfectly? She is now one of us.
Je me sens comme chez moi. Je suis bien ici.
Uh-huh. I noticed that, Claudine.
Would you two ladies care for a drink?
You know what I like, Mojo.
Martini dry. Claudine?
I rarely drink, but a martini, sure. Why not?
Two, coming up.
Contessa, is this zeppelin actually going anywhere?
At this moment, no.
Can you tell me something about the people here, about yourself?
It is very difficult.
Why?
Because we occupy each moment.
But what about all those past moments?
Ah, they are no longer, are they not?
True, but everyone here has a past, don't they?
Why do you need to know?
I'm just trying to understand. Who are the people on this zeppelin?
Do you fear they are trying to understand you, Mr. Flanders?
I don't know. I doubt it.
Our past, why does that matter? It is this moment that matters now, no?
But don't you ever think about your past or your future?
If I use this moment thinking and talking about what is no longer, then this moment is what? Ah, it is past.
And you don't want your present to be occupied by your past?
You understand. Good.
Yeah. I guess I do. At least, for the moment. Claudine, do you have any idea of who the Contessa really is?
Why?
Aren't you curious?
Why do you need to know?
Well, maybe because I like to solve mysteries.
Maybe you like to create mysteries to solve.
You sure do look fine, Miss Claudine.
Merci. Jack, the Contessa is giving me a tour of her castle. That is what she calls her zeppelin.
Her zeppelin?
I'll meet you back here later.
She owns this? Don't tell me we're in an inflatable castle.
You didn't notice the name of the zeppelin? It's called Illuminato.
Oh. Well, I guess she does own it.
You know, that's one gorgeous woman you've got there.
Yes, I do know. Very beautiful, very independent, and very Montreal French.
Oh, man, you don't know how lucky you are.
Actually, I do. But listen, have you tried talking to any of the others on this airship?
They don't even see me.
Have you tried tweaking their noses?
I thought I'd let you try that.
When you look at an old photograph, you can speculate about who the people are, what their lives may have been. The camera has captured the moment. I'm wondering if that's what the Contessa was trying to tell me. Do the people here exist from one moment to the next and, well, that's it?
But that's true of you and me too.
And that's where we make the mistake of thinking that they are like us. I think they're frozen in time.
I'm not too sure about that.
It's a mystery I'd like to solve.
You're speculating way too early in the game. Right now, I want to find out, is this zeppelin going somewhere, or are we just hanging up here above the city?
But there's nothing beyond this city. There's nowhere to go.
Jack, if you quit trying to solve this mystery, you may discover the mystery may solve itself.
Well, you may be right.
But if you do solve it, then there's no mystery, and you go back to doing what you said you weren't going to do, which is always looking outside yourself for another mystery when it's you who is the real mystery, and maybe that's what you ought to be solving.
Okay. I think I got your point.
I'm going to meet the captain.
I wonder.
Jack stops before a rather stern-looking woman.
Excuse me, madam. Have you seen Claudine? So I don't exist, do I? I could give your nose a little tweak. What do you think?
Jack reaches out with his thumb and forefinger and tweaks the woman's rather large, bulbous nose.
Choo! Ooh, sorry. I guess I do exist. On some level, anyway.
As Jack is making his way toward the cockpit, he sees Mojo returning.
Did you speak to the captain?
I did.
Did he respond?
He said a couple of words. Sounded like he was speaking in German.
German? Really? I would like to meet this captain.
Well, follow me right this way. You could say that what we have here is a three-dimensional photograph made up of shadows, light, and steam.
But how are we making it real?
Well, Jack, I remember you telling me that we human beings can't see motion. Neurologists discovered that what we're doing is taking thousands of little snapshots. You know, it's just like a film flickering past our eyes. We think we're seeing motion.
It's true. We can't see movement.
That steam projector is made up of little whirling slides, still shots that give us a sense of motion. You know, and what we're seeing here are people who've been captured by a special lens. And the projector is just, you know, converting them back again.
Do you mean bringing them back to life?
Well, I don't know if it's that, but they may be just here only from moment to moment.
Mojo, you may be right. You know, before we try to figure it out, let's see if we can find out where we're going, if we're going anywhere.
They make their way to the lower level, and then forward to the cockpit. The captain, a large, distinguished-looking man with a neatly manicured beard, is standing at the helm, observing the dials on the control panel.
Excuse me, Captain?
That's what happened to me. He looked right through you.
Was wünschen Sie?
What was that?
Capitaine, pouvez-vous me dire dans quelle direction nous nous dirigeons?
Nous n'avons pas encore choisi notre destination.
What did he say?
We have no set destination.
Does that mean we're going nowhere?
Capitaine, cela veut-il dire que nous n'allons nulle part?
Mais pas du tout.
Alors nous allons quelque part, mais à aucun endroit en particulier.
Mais tout a changé.
Oh, he said everything has changed.
Ask him if he speaks English.
Of course I speak English.
Oh, sorry. I see. I'm Jack Flanders, and this is Claudine.
Bonjour, Capitaine.
And my friend here, Mojo Sam.
Salut.
I am Captain Heinrich von Baumbaum.
Von Bonbon?
Baumbaum.
Excuse me, Captain. What did you mean, everything has changed?
We were simply here, suspended above the city. But now, no longer.
And where are we going now, Captain?
At this moment, we are about to encounter a storm.
What storm?
Over there. We are headed right into it.
Oh, man. That's some mean-looking clouds.
Did you see that lightning?
Oh, wow. Can we get above it?
Too late for that.
Can we outrun it?
Outrun? No. We want to run with it.
Oh, I always wondered how Zeppelins dealt with storms. I guess I'm about to find out.
As the captain turns the airship's wheels, spinning at 180 degrees, the great Zeppelin immediately responds, swinging around, heading in the opposite direction. The storm is now upon them. A force suddenly grasps the great airship and flings it forward. The passengers scramble for whatever they can hold onto, I mean anything that's fastened down. And in the cockpit, Jack, Mojo, and Claudine grab onto whatever they can, stepping back to give the captain room to spin the wheel, while outside the winds screech and howl.
We're going somewhere, that's for sure.
Lightning flashes across the bow of the great Zeppelin as the black, boiling clouds fling the ship forward.
Will this hold together?
Man, are we caught in a hurricane?
We're certainly caught in something.
Onwards the ship is hurled. Captain von Baumbaum grits his teeth, trying to keep the airship from turning sideways into the wind. And then, suddenly, they're free of the storm. The clouds vanish. A vast sky of blue surrounds them. The captain relaxes.
Menschenskinder. That was a good one, huh?
light is beautiful. We're floating in a sea of blue.
Jack, Mojo, what is that out there?
It looks like land ahoy.
And there before them is a city and an island. And they are floating in the sky.
I don't think we're in Inverness anymore.